All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we are speaking with Brennan Francois as we are loading down on the dynamics of living. And, you know, I thought about something when you were talking with me a little earlier, just a few minutes ago, about unlocking. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, Brennan's CD, his most recent CD, is Keys to Dynamic Living. Unlock the doors to your abundant life. I was thinking, Brennan, about when the Lord Jesus was having that conversation with Peter and the rest of the 12, and he said, listen, here's the thing. I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And the gates, plural, of hell will not prevail against it.
Yes.
And there's something to be said about being able to unlock whatever gates have us closed in, shut down. And that's some of what you share with us when it comes to dynamic living, how to unlock what needs to be unlocked.
Yes. I think often people allow others to lock them out, to shut them out, to hold them back. And we put the keys to our success in the hands or the pockets of other people. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And when he said that to us, he then extended to us the keys that could unlock our potential, unlock our success, unlock our abilities. And when we recognize the great power that God has given to us and we tap into that power, there's no limit to what we can do, where we can go, who we can be.
Because it's not our power necessarily that we're tapping into.
No, no, you're tapping into a higher power. God believes in us. And when he created us, again, as I mentioned earlier, he created all of us for a purpose. And it's our task to determine what that purpose is. And some people think that, you know, if I have a gift or a skill that is not, quote, religious, that maybe I don't have something. Because people tend to focus on the ability to preach or sing or do something in the spiritual realm. But whatever gift God has given you is a gift that can be used to the glory of God. And so recognizing what your power is and using the keys that God has given to us to unlock, unleash that power will make a massive difference in our lives and potentially in the lives of others. Mm.
So we're unlocking. You mentioned that sometimes we've given the keys to other people, and then if they have the keys and they unlock it at their whim, or they leave us locked in, that's what they choose to do. How can we recognize, number one, what it is that we're locked into? And secondly, when we have given someone else the power to either unlock or keep us locked in?
Yeah. You know, in this day and age, materialism prevails. And often folk equate success with what you have. So if you have a certain car, or live in a certain neighborhood in a certain kind of house, or if your bank account boasts so many digits, you know, before the decimal, that you're successful. But in reality, success is not based on what you have. It's not what you drive, but what drives you. It's not the designer clothes on your back, but the master design that God has for your life. And so to be still and to be quiet and to look introspectively at who you are, what your gifts and skills are, what your likes and desires are, and then questioning God, what do I do with this? And allowing God to direct you from that point. And not everybody recognizes your greatness. That's why it's important not to give the key to your success to somebody else. It's wonderful when we have people in our lives who cheer us on. It's wonderful when we've been given parents who push us in an upward trajectory. It's great when we have siblings who are the wind beneath our wings. Unfortunately, we live in a society where negativism prevails. And often the people closest to us are the ones that tend to hold us back. You know, when I look at the knives in my back and examine the fingerprints on them, I discover that often it's people I'm close to, not necessarily my enemies. Mm-hmm. And so it's important to have people in your corner. And that's one of the things I talk about on the CD. Everybody needs a good corner man. People who cheer you on. People who encourage you. People who push you forward. But before anybody else can believe in you, you've got to believe in yourself. I call that being ugly. Yeah. UGLY. You've got to love yourself, even when nobody else does. And when you have a healthy love and appreciation for yourself, you then empower yourself to tap into the power that God has laid in reserve just for you.
Hmm. Do you find sometimes, Brennan, that on the road to fulfilling our calling, that we sometimes, for one reason or another, begin to sabotage our own success?
That is a great word, sabotage. There are times when we think, oh, man, I'm getting too high. This is not where I'm supposed to be. That's sort of like the Peter syndrome when he asked Jesus if he could walk on water. And just said, come on, Peter. And as long as Peter kept his eyes on Christ, he did all right. But when he started focusing on himself, he sabotaged his power and his ability to do an extraordinary thing. And so it doesn't matter how well I do, how great I become, how famous I become, how successful I become. In order to continue to be successful, you've got to stay focused on the true power source. I tell people that I still get butterflies every time I speak. They say, well, you've been speaking since 1982. You still get butterflies? I said, I sure do. And I'm glad I do, because it forces me to pray. It keeps me dependent on the person from whom I get my power. And anytime, like right now in this studio, you've got a lot of electronics. If you unplugged any one of those electronics, we probably wouldn't be heard all over the airways everywhere. In order for me and anyone to continue to be effective, you've got to stay plugged into the appropriate power source. That's not you. And so if you focus on God, it doesn't matter how high you are. You know, it doesn't matter how low you are. If you stay focused on God, you're going to be where you're supposed to be at the right time.
I love that. Stay focused on God. So we don't want to go to one extreme or the other.
Oh,
we
no.
don't want to think that, okay, I'm getting too big.
Right.
I'm blowing up too much and start sabotaging. But at the same time, on the other end of that spectrum, we want to think, I've gotten myself here. I've arrived, and there's no stopping me. And it's all about I and me and me and I.
Yes. Again, if you focus on you, you're focusing on the wrong one. Yeah, everybody has a talent and a gift. And you can use that for great good, or you can use it for evil. When you're focusing on yourself, on the me, I, myself, we three, and no one else, when we do that, our focus is not on God. You can still climb high doing that, but the fall will be awful long and hard. If you keep your eyes fixed on God, there's always a parachute. There's always a net to catch you should you fall, because God's always got you.
God's always got you.
Always got you. Yes, sir.
You told us earlier, he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us.
Never forsake us.
He's always got us.
Yes, sir.
I remember listening to someone, you talking about taking a gift that we have and using it for good or for evil. I remember talking with a young man some years ago who apparently, I never witnessed it and never observed it, so I can't say he did or did not. But according to what he said and according to what a peer of mine said, this guy had a gift of persuasion. But here's the thing. Brennan, he boasted about being able to use that gift of persuasion to pull the women. So he has this gift that he has acknowledged. I can do this. And boasted about how he used it for corrupt purposes instead of finding out, discovering how he could use it for good.
And again, that echoes the point that we're making today. Everyone has a gift. And if you put that gift in the hands of God and commit to using it for good, you then become what I call a mad person, a make a difference person. And you can make a difference for good, or you can make a difference for evil. I've chosen to lift life rather than to pull life down. I've chosen to help aid people in their quest for success rather than contribute to their failure. And when more people take that posture and that mindset, I think that's when we'll return neighbors to the neighborhood. Because right now we have hoods.
Yeah.
Hoods are places that are void of neighbors. We'll have communities that are loving. Racial divides will be bridged. Many of the ills that we're currently facing can be addressed when we make up in our minds we're going to invest in being make a difference people for good.
You mentioned that. And I'll tell you what you think, what you brought to my mind. The many, many politicians we have on the local, state, and national levels who have a platform, that is their gift. They have the ability to influence, to impact the lives of hundreds or thousands or millions. And they choose whether they're going to use that gift, that platform, for good or for evil.
They sure do. And this is why it's imperative that we pray for leaders. They do have gifts, and they recognize those gifts. And I think when they are placed under the influence of a power greater than you and I, that helps direct them, my hope is, down the right path.
I love it. Our guest, Brennan Francois, remember, he told us, the gifts are not just about preaching.
That's right.
Whatever gift God has given us, then we have to choose, okay, my Creator created this gift. He's given it to me. Will I use it to glorify Him, or will I use it for some other purpose? Back in just a few.
So ask questions, why or when, or how. Have you heard the